Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, and, of course, the part-timer, Jason Cundy.
Hello.
How are you? Where have you been for the last...
I'm good. What do you mean? I've been here.
You didn't do yesterday's?
No, I didn't do it. Where were you the day before?
I was on a golfing trip.
I heard. How's the head? Yeah? Recovered? What?
Oh, right, yeah.
That head.
Reminder, I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Guests include Oscar De La Hoya, who looks like you.
He does look a bit like...
I'm going to ask him if he's genuinely, has he ever seen Jason Cundy? I swear to you, I'm going to ask him that.
There's a look.
Yeah, it's not one you want, though, is it?
I don't know, mate. He's a good-looking boy now.
I meant from his perspective.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Now... A debate raged all day yesterday about this man.
There's space on the England left-hand side for Jesse Lingard towards the edge of the penalty area. Lingard, 3-0!
31-year-old Jesse Lingard has signed a 2-year deal with FC Seoul, good team by the way, out in South Korea.
You say Seoul, isn't it?
Seoul.
He left Forest this summer and has been without a club since. But this move will see him earn £17,500 per week, a massive drop from the £180,000 per week he was getting at Forest.
By the way, mate, £17,500 for a week's work. That's still not bad, mate.
That's not bad money,
is it? Good dough.
That is good dough.
It's good dough.
What are you on here at TalkSport? You're on about £17.50, didn't you?
A week.
Jay, would you like to hear what Simon Jordan, Gabriel Agbonlahor and Kevin Nolan had to say about the move?
Not particularly.
No, not me, but we've got to play it anyway. It's written down there.
Okay. Right. Out. Good riddance, bad rubbish. Wasted time. Wasted his career. Wasted his opportunities. Wasted his time at Nottingham Forest. Wasted Nottingham Forest's money. And this is the level that he's now at. Well done. All the talent that you've had, all the opportunities that you've had. You played for the biggest club in world football, in my view, in Manchester United, and spent more time worried about what you look like. Good player. No doubt he's a good player.
And still a good player.
Nah, waste of time now. Waste of time. Ask Nottingham Forest fans what they think of him. What a waste of time. What a waste of opportunity. You don't land in Seoul for a nondescript team in a nondescript league for nondescript money in the age of fortunes and with people questioning whether you've got brand. Brand what? Brand idiot. What's his brand?
That's unfair, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what's his brand? Wasted talent. I worked my way down from Man United to FC Seoul in 4 years. Follow me.
Jesse Lingard didn't want to sign for West Ham. Went to Nottingham Forest. Had a pretty bad season. Didn't really play much. Didn't really score or assist many goals. Then, because he's on a free transfer, didn't get the offers that he thought he'd get. You know, when you have a poor season and then you're on a free transfer, you're not going to get these big money offers. That's what's happened. He's been waiting. Maybe his agent said to him, we've got this team in the Championship. He's like, no, not for me. This team in Europe, no, not for me. Waited for the money that he probably thought he deserved. And now he's got that from South Korea team and he's gone.
I think he wants to go and he wants to sort of start building the brand of Jesse, really. And I think it's a perfect place for him to go. I think, you know, getting fans on his side and his Instagram and all that type of stuff, I think it's goals. He come out and give him a bit of stick for it. But I think he earns a lot of money through it now. That a lot of his business stuff goes through there. So I wouldn't say it's the wrong thing what he's done.
Do I think
that he made a mistake of staying at Man United instead of coming to us at that time? I really do.
Yeah, because he was playing well then.
Did you have a discussion in any shape or form with David Moyes as to whether or not you could bring him back to West Ham?
Well, we obviously in the summer, but not recently, no.
Not in this window?
Not in this window, no.
I wonder if Steve, the West Ham fan, was any kinder.
Just about Jesse Lingard, really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he stinks of what footballers are now, and that's money-grabbing mercenaries. Ooh. He could have been a legend at West Ham. We wouldn't give him what he wanted money-wise. We wanted to give him the same amount of money that he was on to prove that he wanted to stay. And yeah. Obviously, he was... He could have come to us or go to Nottingham Forest. Where would you go?
TalkSport Daily.
Sticking with moves away, would you like to play abroad, Jay?
Play away?
Huh?
Stinks. I got divorced doing
that,
mate.
No.
Honestly, it cost me a house.
No, I mean...
Cost me half my pension.
No, I mean, playing
stinks.
Football in another...
I'm not playing away again, all right?
Well, Forest captain Joe Worrell, easy for me to say, is out on loan at Besiktas.
Stinks, say again.
Joe Worrell. Joe Worrell. I can't actually say it. Joe Worrell. I'm not doing it on purpose. Joe Worrell. That's really bad, isn't it? Joe Worrell. He's out on loan at Besiktas.
But what? You can't get Besiktas wrong.
And Joe Worrell. Anyway, he joined White and Jordan to explain the move.
I signed a new contract midway through the season, a contract extension, which I was very happy with. But obviously my game time was limited at Forest, the change of management and the different direction the club wants to go in. Of course, the plan is to, first of all, get experience playing in different leagues, in big matches. It'll do my CV a world of good and also impressing Forest and showing what I can really do. If I'm not playing for my home club, then look to be playing in as big a games as possible and gaining that experience and credentials under my belt. Honestly, I'm just really looking forward to it. I was like a kid in a candy shop when I first came to the training ground and experienced Istanbul and the stadium. I was there for the Trabzonspor game that we managed to beat them 2-0 and jump above them in the table. It'll be something that my friends and family, when they come over and visit me and watch the games, it'll be a different experience for them as well, and one that we're really going to relish.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, I mentioned him earlier.
What, Joe Worrell?
I'm away from Joe Worrell.
Okay,
now.
Sorry.
He's not coming on again, is he?
Okay, yeah.
My Drive Time show, 4 till 7 weekdays. Yesterday, we were joined in the studio by Kevin Nolan.
Now coach of West Ham under Moisey. He spoke about the new Hammers signing, Calvin Phillips.
Thank God it wasn't Worrell.
Oh, he's just finding his feet, and I'm sure once he does, he's going to be an absolute tremendous signing for us from now to the end of the season, really. I'm really looking forward to it. And to be honest, I can't knock him. He's a great kid. He wants to work hard. You could see he was really upset after the weekend. You know, he feels like he's probably let himself down in terms of... But I said to him, mate, when you've got... your centre-half rolling it like that, I was like, I would have been after Zuma. You know, yeah. As a centre midfielder. Mm. And Kate was like, yeah, listen, lads, that's me. And then he gets laid one in the middle. And we both know, and when you give him one of them balls and you get sacked and someone sacks you, you're like, oh, my God, it's my fault.
Yeah.
When you look back, you think, Jesus Christ, come on, mate, help me out, will
yeah.
you?
Give me half a chance, yeah.
TalkSport Daily.
Jay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Quite detailed.
Right.
Like a... great in-depth detail answer from
right,
me.
Right, okay, go on.
Do you like Lee Dixon?
Yeah, I do.
Brilliant. Gabriel Bonahall was on The Breakfast Show. Had some strong words on his commentary, giving it to Dicko. Joe, you ever given it to Dicko?
I played with Dicko.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, Lee Dixon?
No, Kerry Dixon.
All right. What'd you call him? What was his name?
Dicko.
He was quite tall, wasn't he? He was a massive Dicko.
He's a big Dicko.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say something about last night?
Of course.
No longer on some of these games am I... having the commentary on. I'm going to have Talk Sports commentary on and I'm going to watch the game because
why?
Lee Dixon last night, honestly, boring, so one-sided towards Chelsea. You know, Enzo Fernandez got the free kick and it was not a foul. Tielemans didn't touch him, went over. Lee Dixon says, there doesn't look much in that free kick, but who cares? What are you talking about? Who cares? Villa care because we wouldn't have got the third goal. Because he didn't touch him? What do you mean? Who cares? Honestly, dreadful, mate.
Really? Have you had any run-ins in the past, really?
No. I'm not that old. Isn't he about 50? No. But I just thought the commentary was quite...
He's me, I'll pass it on to
obviously, Sam Matterface is one of the best, of course, but he deserves to work with someone better than Lee Dixon because that was so one-sided.
Steady, Gab, steady.
Don't care. That's the Villa in me, and all Villa fans feel the same. Who cares? We care. It wasn't... Tiedemann didn't touch Enzo Fernandez. We care, Lee.
TalkSport Daily.
Tonight, TalkSport brings you exclusive boxing on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. It's live from the Cannon Medical Arena in Sheffield. And the legendary voice of British boxing, Adam Smudger Smith.
Smudger, yeah.
Smudger. Returns to the comms booth for the first time in years.
He joined White and Jordan today to talk about his excitement.
I'm excited. I love commentating, Jim, as you know. And I think since I was 9, 10 years old, it's the only thing I've ever really wanted to do. It's a passion that I've had through my life. The last year and a half has been really tough, very brutal, and I missed it. I missed everything, and it's good to be back. It's good to be back in Sheffield, a city I know so well from the days of Prince Nassim Hamad and Johnny Nelson and Ryan Rhodes and Junior Witter and all the others. Yeah, Harold Graham, who I saw actually last weekend. Nice to see you, Harold. Wonderful fighter. And good to be back in Sheffield. Good to be back with Spencer. We're going to commentate together. And yeah, it's just really exciting.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Don't forget, TalkSport is your home of cricket as well, as we bring you every ball. Not some of them, Jay.
Ball by ball.
Ball by ball by ball of England's 5-test tour of India on TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
Yeah, we bring you all the coverage from the start.
I just said that.
Of the third test.
I haven't said
just
that.
Say Joe Worrigan.
Joe Worrell.
And we bring you all the coverage from the start of the third test. Next week.
Yeah, I just said that. I just said ball by every ball.
Ball by ball.
Yeah, ball by ball.
Ball by ball.
Jay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you mean, David Bumble Lloyd?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Well, we joined the boys on the breakfast show. Explain the difference between sledging in cricket and football clashing.
We've had sledging forever in cricket because ours is a non-contact sport, so you can only have a few words. And 99.9%, it's sort of good-humoured. We all have a great objection if it gets abusive, and they've got to cut that out. As long as there's a bit of humour to it and a little bit of confrontation, I don't mind at all. So we've had it all the time. And it just seems that it's coming into football a little bit. But, of course, in football, you can tackle, you can get in there. You can give them a bit of a kick. You can't do that in cricket. So, it's just the odd word here and there. But we can hear it. We can hear it on stump microphone. On our stump microphone, you can hear a fair amount of sledging, and it's hilarious.
What was the worst you can recollect?
Well, the Aussies were the kings of sledging. I mean, Warney was absolutely brilliant. Steve Waugh could be really cutting. The best one I heard, the best, if you want a good sledge, on stump microphone, a lad called Niall O'Brien he played for Ireland, and his brother Kevin O'Brien, but they were playing county cricket. One was playing for one county, the other was playing, I think Niall O'Brien playing for Kent. His brother Kevin comes in to bat, and he's up to the stumps. Niall O'Brien's up to the stumps, and he's taking his guard, leg and middle, thanks umpire. And Niall O'Brien said to his brother Kevin, on stump microphone, he said, "Me dad never liked you."
You like a sledger, don't you?
Do you know what stinks? I've never sledged anyone.
Haven't you?
No.
Joe, give me your best ever sledging.
Stinks, I don't think you'll take it, mate.
No, Joe, I can take it.
Stinks.
Yeah, how bad can it be?
You're well, a massive, big nose.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Bed, Oscar De La Hoya, one of the ugliest people I've ever seen.
There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Podnicks out first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit the like, subscribe, make sure you hit it, and the notification button. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe, Joe Worrell.
You didn't really mean that about my nose, did you?
Stinks. I meant every f***ing word.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.